I'm Danny.
And I'm Althea.
And we are
DNA Live, baby. How are you? Happy Father's Day to everybody out there.
Happy Father's Day to my father, Eddie Rocky Rivera.
Yes. And everybody, wishing everybody a happy
Shout
Father's Day.
Shout out to Keith. Shout out to everybody out there that's a father.
Yes, there you go. Also, I want to give a big shout out to Voice ENY. His new song, Like That, D-A-T, Like That, song out there. You got to go check that out. That's really, I like that song. That was a really cool song, by the way.
And shout out to Love.
And Love Man Records.
Shout out to Love Man Records. You already know Voicey, man. Keep killing it, my brother. It is like that.
It is like that. There you go, Voice. And also, I just wanted to say thank you to everybody that's been supporting us, and especially our sponsors. Let's hit them up for a second. You got YNVS, Slapwoods, Villon, The Hype Magazine, and Maverick Global Distribution. Oh, and don't forget Natural Born Clothing Brand. There you go. Is there anything you want to talk about before we go to commercial break? Don't be silent. Okay, go ahead.
In 2 weeks, ladies and gentlemen.
In 2 weeks.
And I want a clap for this.
No, you don't need an applause.
I will be debuting the DNA show in Dubai.
Dubai. Yes, you will.
Okay. And
where else?
Drum roll, please.
Yeah.
Egypt.
Egypt. There we go. So we're going to be in Dubai and Egypt. That's pretty cool, actually.
I got another two.
You got another? Where?
Another one.
Oh, where? In Hong Kong?
No.
Where?
This show will be starting in 2 weeks, too. We'll be run in Canada. Go up. You just had it.
That's right. In Toronto. Just had it.
Down.
Oh, my God. Toronto.
No, the other one.
There you go.
That's too big. Bong!
Oh, my gosh.
Right there, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be in Toronto, Canada. Oh. The DNA show starting in 2 weeks.
There you go.
On this channel right here, Strong Island.
Strong Island TV, baby, in Paradise Studios. There you go.
Exactly. So, I decided to make this international. Nice. But you guys definitely going to be listening right now. Why? Because we guys watching this show, too. So, you got where we'll be airing in Nashville, Tennessee, as well as Texas. We're going to be airing this show in as well in Washington, D.C.
I can't keep up with everything, you know.
Maine, we're going to be in Maine too. We're already in BronxNet. So shout out to everybody in New York. If I forget anything else, I'm very sorry. There's just a lot of things put together at once, ladies and gentlemen.
This is true. So you want to also talk about M-City Jr.?
And I want to talk about real quick somebody that just killed the charts, like literally demolished it again with his. You know what's funny though?
What?
That single has been running for almost a decade now, right?
Yeah.
And when we came into and we really pushed that record, man, to hit now, you could say a billion.
Almost a billion.
Hit a billion. Put that on real quick, Bobby. Put that on real quick with him shouting out his million right there. His million stream on Spotify. Let's go.
My baby, you know the P stand for Papa. It's the Flex Guy, M-City JR. You are now listening to my new single, Addicted to Flexing, Part 2. Addicted to My Ex just hit 100 million streams. I need all of my flexers to download my new single, Addicted to Flexing, Part 2, on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube. Let's go!
You know, I'm just so proud of him. M-City Jr., we have been working with him for a little while now, and he's just a hustler, and we appreciate the fact
that... I think it's ridiculous how, basically, right now, man, that you could say it's a billion already.
Yeah, it's almost there, so,
The new single, too, Flexin', man, we're going to be pushing it even stronger. We're just, you know, we're just waiting for the right time, but we're going to be pushing it. It's on streaming platforms right now. We're actually, next Monday, I'm just going to start pushing it everywhere.
That's crazy.
This Monday, I'm sorry, coming up tomorrow. Yeah,
so anyway.
So just get ready for it, ladies and gentlemen.
Now we're done. Okay,
I'm doing the push.
Because I'm excited because I want to get this guy on too. So
Okay.
So right after commercial break, we are going to bring on indie artist, humanitarian, and multifaceted gentlemen. So stay tuned for Javonte Rose. We'll be right back.
Javonte Rose, ladies and gentlemen, be right back.
Put your hands up. Right now we're inside a war with ourselves. Yo, America, are we gonna wake up from this? Where the real Americans at, you heard? Man, you blinded and you lied. You just censor inside your own. Everyone pretends they love you, but messing you up in homes. Laughing without the way you can't even afford food. And everybody looking at you acting so rude. They thinking that they love you, your skin, that's what they see. They don't understand the melanin well it be. But the anger that they got, they just play for each other. A civil war, they trying to come for us, kill one another. But I woke up last night, I gotta talk to my peers. Tell them, listen, we gotta march and what do we? You laughing, you crying, you angry, you feeling a skating. Saying with all the time, they just demonstrated. Leave you inside the cars, they don't wanna see you out. They leave you locked doors, breaking your jaws over locked.
They lock you up, they wanna trap you, put you inside with a lock. It's mental block, cause all you ever hearing is the cops screaming lifeless. Now all of a sudden we thinking prices. Putting that two there, be called crashing in crisis. Now they hating how the way how they even look. They try to lock us up, throw it down, try to play the book. Wanna get us shook, every time try to get it booked. Overshook, so you got us there, but love is overlooked.
They try pretending that we close with a phone next to each other's ears. But we're more social distancing, corona years. They try to act it like we ain't one inside our home. We act it like that we ain't one and one inside our home.
Welcome to Paradise Content Creation Studios, where your creativity finds its perfect home. Imagine a space where innovation meets inspiration at every corner. Our state-of-the-art facilities are designed to transform your ideas into extraordinary realities. Whether you're crafting cinematic masterpieces or viral content, we have it all covered. Join a community of creators who dare to dream and push the boundaries of possibility. With cutting-edge technology and a passionate team, your projects are destined for greatness. Step into a realm where every detail is meticulously crafted for your success. At Paradise Content Creation Studios, unleash the power of your imagination and watch it soar.
It is bella. Tus ojitos me iluminan. Aunque no quiera, no quiera. Me tiene loco en la cabeza. Cuando tus fotos no las he borrado. Y tus besitos no los he olvidado. Eres bella. I think about you all the time. But it's been 2 years now since I last saw you. Y no sales de mi mente.
DNA in the house. Make sure you check out their radio station that what Miss J and the Misfits are on. Let's go.
That was such an ill move that you did.
I know, but you know, I enjoy that every time I see that with Miss J. I love her. Okay, so let's bring on this indie artist who I am totally in love with. His name is Javonte Rose. Bring him in, please. There you go. Welcome, welcome.
Hey, hello, hello. How's it going?
Good, good. Everything is going good. But you know what? Let me tell you, I did my research on you. And let me tell you, you are so inspirational, I must say, because it's not just about the talent and the artistry and the singing and the videos and stuff like that. He does so much good work. And we're going to get into that. But first, I wanted to welcome him to the show. But you were born in Manchester, New Hampshire,
yes.
Right? Oh, my God. That is
all the way in New Hampshire. Yep.
That is crazy. And I was like, wow, I didn't even expect that, because he's also he's a mix. He's a Dominican and Italian. Imagine the dinner table with Dominican and Italian. The food. Can you imagine that? I mean, right. How is that?
Yeah, it was fire. It was definitely good. The rice and beans and, pork chops and chicken and all that. It was good.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm like, it's like, I grew up in a Greek household, right? So it was always Greek food. You know, my mom sometimes made American, and stuff like that. But I'm like, when you have multicultural type and you get everything. You get everything. But anyway, okay, let me just stop with the food. But because you were raised, I read some of your bio, but I also saw some of your other interviews. And explain a little bit about you growing up, because you did have a song that you did for your mother. It was called Dear Mama.
Yes.
And I thought it was a very, very interesting background between your mom, your aunt, and God.
Right.
And when you grew up. And I just wanted to, I wanted you to explain that a little bit.
Yeah. So I was born in Manchester, New Hampshire. I grew up in Boston. I'm a sibling of five, same mom, different dads, all different nationalities. You got Dominican, Italian, white, Puerto Rican, black. I also grew up with a Jamaican father. So my biological dad is Dominican, my mom's Italian, and I grew up with a Jamaican father. So I got all the flavors.
You got all the flavors. Isn't right. That cool?
No, it was, but I did have a hard upbringing, really didn't get along with my mom. She was kind of playing like the father and mother, figure of both sides, but at the same time, she wasn't really there. She was always out and when we were younger, she was just out hanging out and, doing her thing. And but Dear Mama, I wanted to release a project that pretty much explains what I went through. Cause I also wrote a book too. And it kind of ties in with, the book, but I wanted some vocals, some with some music. Yeah. So I'm like, let me put it into a song. But I wanted to start with kind of what my mom went through, dealing with pills and being in the party life and locking me in the room, and then switching it up and going into, now I understand why she left and why why she did what she did and her struggles and her pain. And it's okay, and I love you. So, and I wanted to do that for her.
Because sometimes the things that you go through in life kind of really shape you, who you are today, So,
yes.
Even though there were things that were difficult and stuff that you had gone through, you have flourished into this, multifaceted model, influencer, singer, and humanitarian. And there's so many different facets about you that are very, very overwhelming for me as a person. Because there was a lot of things.
With you. I'm trying to juggle it all, and do it at the same time.
It's like, how do you, how do you balance that on a daily basis, though? How do you deal with that, waking up every day,
I just always look at my background, what I've been through, and it just pushes me to keep going every day. I stay strong, positive. I treat people the way I want to be treated, just good vibes, good energy, wake up every day, I pray. And I'm just on a positive, positive path. And, but I do modeling, I do TV, I do music. I have my book, my organization, and I do a lot with the community. I love giving back. And so I just write in my notebook every day and this is what we got to do. We check it off. Let's check it off and just keep going. But, I just do it all. Do it all myself.
He does it all, he does it all. Now, the one thing I did notice, and you will have a lot in common, you two, more than you think you do. Okay.
Drum roll, please.
Okay, drum roll, please. No, but he has, and he's a very big advocate. Okay, and you will not believe He's an advocate for anti-bullying organization that he has, and it's called I'm Here, and it was founded in 2016. Now, Danny is also a New York State advocate, and he also created a foundation called Ask Myself Foundation that was for anti-bullying. And it's, I just thought that, you know, you guys combined, you know, that type of caring and giving back to the community. And I'm just going to get all emotional right now, but
my organization is called I'm Here, started in 2016. I was just doing motivational videos every day, just talking to people, posting reels and videos, and a lot of young gentlemen's kids would just contact me and were, how are you so positive? And, you know, the world's so cruel. And I just started speaking to him. Something just told me to, just extend the conversation.
Right.
And he ended up telling me he's not being accepted in school by his parents. He's being bullied. Okay. So it's both ways, you know. It's right, one when you're getting bullied at school and then you have love at home. But if you're getting bullied at home and in school, it's like,
well, yeah,
you don't know what to do, especially being a young child. And I just told him, you know, I'm here. And when I said I'm here, light just triggered in my head. I was sitting on my couch, just watching TV, having a good time. And it just, a light went off. And after that, I was up till 7 a.m, just working and working, researching, and then boom. And then 2 months later, I was in a magazine. Got featured in a magazine and just went from there. And every year I do a food and clothes drive. That's part of the organization too, for the homeless. I love doing stuff.
Yeah, he loves doing the food and clothes drive every year. He's going to middle schools and high schools and stuff, talking to kids, you know, and just sharing his music and, you know, making them like, you know, so comfortable. And that's kind of like what you did too, you know, and you guys, you know, you guys, both of you are so good people. You know that? You and Javonte. And
Most times people need to step up because you don't say that.
I just applaud both of you. I think you both are great. Okay.
Giving them an applaud, Bobby.
But anyway, now we're going to get into the music, okay? Because with all the, you know, all the stuff that I was reading about and everything, and then I started watching and listening to your music, and I was like, you know, I mean, some of this, I was like, this is a movie, okay? This is a movie.
She's nuts.
I didn't bring my popcorn, okay? And I didn't bring my M&Ms and everything, but this was a movie.
She's nuts.
No, I'm not nuts. This was, I was like, this is a different way of looking at cooking, okay? With his song, Bon Appetit. Okay?
All right, let's get into Bon Appetit.
Let me just get this ready, okay? Let me just situate myself, okay? So we can go play Bon Appetit by Javonte Rose. Let's do it, baby.
Last night was so good.
So crazy. I had a
ball. He was so fine.
Buenos dias, my loves.
Ready?
What's going on over here? Drinking. How y'all doing?
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Bon appetit. Yeah. Just a look at this, you look so sweet.
Bon appetit, mamita. Body looks sweet, señorita. I wanna get to know yeah. Oh yeah, back shots, baby, oh yeah. Señorita, I need ya. What I gotta do to impress ya? Anything you want, I'll get ya. In my bag, I got ya. Hola, como estás, mamita? Wagwan, tú eres bonita. Come here, put it by me so yeah. Shape right, let me see how it go, yeah. Rock the boat, let it hurt a little. Wind your waist and twerk your middle. Rock the boat, let it hurt a little. Wind your waist and twerk your middle.
welcome to Barney's Beanery, Mr. Javonte Rose. We've been expecting you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We got here.
So what are you be having today?
Shit, I might start with you.
But I'm not on the menu.
Oh, well, I heard that Juicy Lucy's good, so what's up with that?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. All right, Juicy Lucy coming up, baby.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
She looks sweet, me like her, physique. She fuck with me, yeah, she fuck with me. We up all night, don't get no sleep. That's my Barbie, I am a Jenkin. Drop the beat, sexy body like Shang Yang. Mommy move fast, room double engine. Put my stamp on that thing, that's my imprint. I put my stamp on that thing, that's my imprint. Put my stamp on that thing. Rock the boat, let it hurt a little. Wind your waist and twerk your middle. Rock the boat, let it hurt a little. Wind your waist and twerk your middle, y'all. Yeah. Bon appetit, mamita. Body looks sweet, señorita. I wanna get to know ya. Yeah. Oh yeah, big shots, baby, oh yeah. Señorita, I need ya. What I gotta do to impress ya? Anything you want, I'll get ya. In my bag, I got ya. You know rookie gal, you a major league boss for me cookie gal. Gimme all the cookie now. Let that sweet boom boom gushy gushy wow. Wine pon your friend is a good body. You look so fine, got slim body. Me want ya chin chan totally. Can you keep a secret, can't tell nobody. Bon appetit, mamita. Body looks sweet, señorita. I wanna get to know ya. Yeah. Oh yeah, back shots, baby, oh yeah. Señorita, I need ya. What I gotta do to impress ya? Anything you want, I'll get ya. In my bag, I got ya. Yeah. Just a look at this, you look so sweet, girl. Just smile like a tear, you know. And I look about you over here, huh?
Okay, I'm just gonna fan myself just a little bit, okay?
You know,
just a little bit. I'm like, you know, if I had a waiter like that, oh my God, I never seen a waiter do that to me, but that's okay. It's, you know, where'd you get the chef's hat, by the way?
I like the chef's hat. I got them made. I did, I had to get everything custom made and, you know, just promote the song. Yeah. I got the aprons made, put them on shirts, tank tops, the chef hats, mittens, all that. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Because that, you know, like when we get the submissions and we get the songs and stuff like that, you know, we get prepared for the show. And then I started watching it and I'm like, oh, my God, this is going to be good.
So did that song chart?
Did it chart?
Yeah.
That I know of, to be honest, no. But it is going to.
It is. That song is hot, let me tell you.
It definitely is going to. Yeah, that's what we're working on right now.
That.
No, I'm talking about like the radio play and stuff like that. It's starting to play all over places as well.
It's playing on like online radios that I've been seeing so far. I've sent it out to a lot of DJs. I'm radio stations. I'm independent, so I just, you know, I do that.
Way to go, baby.
Listen, people understand neither. The online radio stations, honestly, are very powerful. And I keep trying to tell everybody that because we're on 3 media-based online stations as well. And they're counting as streams.
Yeah.
You get paid and they count as streams as well.
Right.
So I don't know. Everybody always tells me, Danny, like, why do you really like the online joints? I'm like, because we're on FM stations in the UK, And we're on online stations in the UK, and the online stations right now are like on the top right now inside the UK.
Doing better than the actual, yeah.
Yeah,
it's weird, you know, and all the international stations are so much more, what do you call that? They're just more, I don't know, what's the word for it? Am I looking? I don't know.
A lot of people engage more in them.
Engage.
Yeah, and I could definitely agree 100% on that.
Yeah, you know, they engage more. They just love it, right. You know?
They and, do.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I promote everywhere. You know, I'm pushing it. I'm just pushing and doing what we got to do because it got to hit, you know, number one.
Yeah.
So that's where we go. Right.
It will. You know what? We'll make sure it does. You know, I mean, he's just like, and you know, you wrote a book and because at first I didn't understand it. But then when it's called Behind These Blue Eyes.
Behind the Blue Eyes, I'm here.
Yeah, you got beautiful blue eyes, Derp.
Thank you.
When I said Behind Blue Eyes, I thought of The Who, because The Who is a very big single back in the day. It's called Behind Blue Eyes.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Mm-hmm.
I got to check it out. Yeah.
I'm not kidding. Behind Blue Eyes, you got to check that song out. You're the type of person, you see, this is what I love about artists like him that are independent. He is a hustler, okay? Because I've watched your videos. I watched, you know, I do a lot of research on people, but when I see people like you who are so driven, and no matter what the background is, the trials and tribulations that you've had in life, you just keep pushing forward.
Yeah.
And you know?
We got to, you know. Since I was young, I've always said, you know, I'm gonna do what I gotta do.
Yeah.
I've been through a lot growing up, and people talk, there was a lot of yeses and nos, and you can't do this, you're not gonna be this. And yeah. I've been on my own since I was 15 years old, and from there I just, you know, I had to hustle and work, and I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna go at it. And everything I gotta do, and I'm gonna show the world.
There you go. Because you know,
when did you start music? How old were you?
I've always been into the entertainment and kind of like DJing at house parties back in middle school. But really like pushing in 2017.
Really?
Is like when I actually really started like getting, you know, right in and really like getting into it. But I always wanted to entertain and just, you know, I love music. And so it just happened one day I'm hiking and I got a couple beats and I just started writing and going in. And from there, it just took off.
And he does a lot of clothing too. The stuff that he wears, because he's an influencer.
Okay.
So I've seen a lot of the clothing that he has. And there was this one particular one that I liked that was shorts. And they had the word hustle on them.
The red shorts?
Yeah, I think they were red or green. I'm not even remembering. Because you know what? You wear so many. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
You wear more outfits than all the girls in Sex and the City combined.
Okay. Oh, I got to, it's something I got to do. I have like 3 outfits a day. If we got to go to breakfast, you know, then change it up for lunch. And then we go to dinner real quick. And then it's a whole nother outfit. But I work with a lot of brands, so you know, they send me clothes and jewelry and teeth whitenings and skincare and shoes, everything. So thankful, yes.
Yeah, that's what it is, because everything that I've seen him in, it's like he changes each. Listen, I wish I could change my clothes, but whatever I stay in the first minute of the morning is what are you going to see me at the end of the day.
Oh, okay? God.
I am. Yeah. I wish I had the luxury. Okay, but some of the outfits that I've seen him, and you know what it is? It takes the right person to be an influencer, okay? Because there are, you know, there's several influencers out there, obviously, but it takes the right one to make an impact, and I think this gentleman right here makes an impact. You know what I'm saying?
He definitely does.
You know, Michael, he's not just, oh, this is that and that's it. He does the influencing, he does the artistry, he's a humanitarian. He has so many things surrounding him that make him so great. So I think the more he hustles and the more he pushes, he's just going to be something really special, you know?
Thank you.
I like his music. I think it's dope. Only reason why I was asking about if he, I was talking about the media-based charts too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But right now, one of my singles is "Craving for You."
I love that one.
Yeah, that's the summer fire. That crazy. One is at number 57 right now.
Yeah.
The reason why I always ask people that is because everybody who is an independent artist, a lot of independent artists watch our show just to get a little bit of more information with a lot of, because a lot of the people, you know, they don't really give a lot of the information. I try to always give out like jewels to like artists and always say, yo, no matter what, the radio play is going to be the most important thing that you guys get, is because that's going to open up more avenues. People think because they got the, you know, streams and social media is a great platform.
Yeah.
But people want to see a lot of people that are like money people, as well as people that are, you know, out in, a lot of people that do club promotions, right? Mm. They always love to hear that you're on the radio because it's much easier for the DJ to shout you out while you're on the radio. Mm. So that's right. The only reason why I always ask about that, because again, that's showing the portfolio. And the portfolio is the most important thing to do while you're sitting there and you're pitching your music, or you're pitching, you know, you want to perform somewhere, you got to always show them, I call it receipts.
Mm.
So then when people start seeing the receipts, it starts getting pushed out there a lot more. So that's the only reason why I was asking. That's the next single that we're playing right now, 57.
Okay, we're going to be playing Craving for You.
And that's the record.
It's another movie. Boy. It's another movie. That's I'm getting so prepared. Great. It's another movie. Let's do it, baby. Craving for You by Javonte Rhodes.
Ooh.
What's up, girl? Yeah, I'm about to pull up right now. I'm about to be on my way.
All right, girl, see you in a second. Let's go. Yeah, let's fuck it up. Let's go. Yeah. Yeah, no. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's go, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, let's go, yeah. We just wanna party and bullshit. All the baddies and groupies, bad and bougie. Let's have a good time. We just wanna party and bullshit. All the baddies and groupies, bad and bougie. Let's have a good time. We just wanna flex, hey. We just wanna dance, dance, dance. We just wanna flex, we just wanna flex. We don't want no stress, we just do our best. And we leave the rest, oh baby. Wanna party and party, yeah. And party and bullshit. All the baddies and groupies, let's function, let's have a good time. We just wanna, I'm craving for you. It's me and you. Anything you wanna do, baby, all you. Craving for you. Just me and you. Anything you wanna do. The baddies and groupies, bad and bougie, let's have a good time. We just wanna party and bullshit. All the baddies and groupies, bad and bougie, let's have a good time. We just wanna dance, hey. We just wanna dance, dance, dance. We just wanna flex.
Let's have a good time.
Yeah. Baby, come down to me. Yeah. I'm craving for you. It's me and you. Anything you wanna do, baby, all you. Craving for you. Just me and you. Anything you wanna do, baby, bonjour.
bullshit. All the baddies and groupies, bad and bougie. Let's have a good time. We just wanna party and bullshit. All the baddies and groupies, bad and bougie. Let's have a good time. I'm craving for you. It's me and you. Anything you wanna do.
Wanna party and
have
a good time.
What I liked about it though,
sorry,
I'm gonna be real with you. What I loved about it though was the reference with Biggie Smalls. Party and boost and party.
That's
I love
what
it.
People say too. I get that. Yeah.
No, but I love it because you know what I loved it is because you switched it around and made it modern. That's why I love it.
Right, yeah.
I heard it. It's like the baddies and then and baddie. I was like, yeah, okay. Okay, I like that because the reason why I like that a lot is because you show respect to the OGs. Mm-hmm. Ain't right. The way that you switched it up. So I commend you for that. Now. Where did you shoot the video?
That was my crib in downtown. That was my house downtown LA.
Oh, nice. I just want to know why I was not invited to that party.
He didn't know you.
it definitely was an open invite though. Obviously you had to, you know, kind of slide in DMs and know who is who, mm-hmm. what is coming, but because it is my house. It was right in downtown. You're welcome. Yes.
Okay. I'm just
right.
Please don't tell her that because one, I'll be like, where is she? She's like, yeah, he's at the video. Where?
Right.
Where did Althea go? She's with Javante. She's hanging out. She's
I'll be like, all right, you know what? I give up.
She done came out to LA.
Yeah,
snuck away.
Yeah, you know what you do? You see the hair frizz and all that going up like this right in the video. Be like, oh, yo, that's my wife. You'll see nothing but the hair. Like, yeah, that's my wife.
I have so much fun with some videos, and this one, the Bon Appetit was like with the chef hat in the moves.
No, I like your whole like style. I think it's pretty
there you
cool.
Go. That was it. Yeah,
and the reason why I think it's cool is because you're kind of like pushing it, like you don't sound like anybody. So. I can't compare. Like usually, me and her will sit here and
we'll
say compare.
Yeah, we try to get.
I can't compare because
I can't,
the concepts.
I can't think of somebody.
I love
like,
the concepts. I love the concepts, and I love the way how the videos. The videos are so, you know, they're really good. I really do like that. I like that.
You know
like,
why? Because they're authentic. It's not like choreographed like most videos. Okay, this is just showing him at a party with his friends, having fun in the pool, drinking. You know, I mean,
it's just good music.
It's just really
good music.
It's good music.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah.
Really good music. Yeah.
Now, you know? Bon Appetit do got a full choreo though, so we did do that. Because now we also pushing the challenge, which is Rock the Boat Challenge.
That one. Yeah, the challenge. Yeah, I'm not so, used to that one. But that's okay.
What I challenge?
Can't. It's a dance challenge for Bon Appetit. And I can only imagine the moves that people can do with that song, but moves would probably break my hip. Okay, so
that's
something.
That's why you gotta rock the boat, let it work.
I can try, but babe, don't.
I'm not gonna say what I'm gonna say because then she's gonna yell.
No, you can just say whatever you want, but I'm just saying it's just that he, you know, we get a lot of people on here, and I just think. He's just one of those genuine souls that you just want to like, just like hug and squeeze, you know, because he's just a nice guy.
I just like everything I'm hearing.
Okay.
Music is great. And I love the advocacy thing too, because mm-hmm. I was letting you talk, but the advocacy is something that's dear to my heart because I understand how it is to pick up it and just become a leader inside the community because it's weird because you think that more people will want to do that.
Mm.
But there's so many people that just don't have it in them.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And a lot of it, you know, obviously what I've been through growing up, and I've always wanted to just give back. And so I used to write in a journal every single day, asking God to please bring me to a new family. I was on my own at 15. I graduated at 17, and God answered my prayers, and I moved to Boston. Family literally took me in and right under their wing, and I was blessed. And from there, I just kept going. But I've always like said that, you know, I'm gonna share my story with people. Through my voice, and write a book, and do videos, and help the community. And so, like, every year, like I said, I do a food and clothes drive, and partner with Little Caesars and, you know, food companies around, and get hand sanitizer kits and all that, health kits, and that's what we do. You know, I love doing that. So, and no matter what, how big, where I go, it's something I'm always gonna do. So,
yeah. You know, because I see that, because I saw some of the videos and stuff, and the way the kids were responding to you, you know, and that probably makes it all worthwhile, you know.
I definitely understand what he's talking about. Definitely understand what she's talking about. Because I know this, right? When you're up there and you're speaking to them, right? And the first thing that goes through your mind is you're just watching them. They're all just looking at you right now. So they're learning from your experience. But some of these kids have that experience but doesn't want to say it. So they're waiting for all the people to leave for them to talk to you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because you were saying something that struck me, and it made me think about an old story where a kid wasn't going to graduate high school because he was getting bullied so much. But the bullying came from inside and came from his father a little bit, because his father was mad because the mother left him, but it came from to his peers that he thought were good friends and stuff like that. So I did music for a long time, and he loved music, the kid. So what happened was, he came up to me and he goes, "Man, I'm not gonna fist God, so I'll make a deal with you. I'll help you produce an album, write an album, introduce you to some of the famous cats that you want to be famous, but you have to go to school every day and you got to get a certain amount of grades." So what he did was, when he graduated, he still works with the guy too. I'm gonna say big shout out to 80 and them. He took him underneath his wing and he helped him. I don't know if he got like the record deal, but he helped him get make it a career in music and stuff like that. So that was something, like, you know what I'm saying? That's something that stays dear to my heart. So I definitely understand when you say advocacy, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, he just gives a lot, and he's a great humanitarian, and you know, it's just, I don't know.
It's just in him. You can see it. It's just in him.
You know, you can see
Back to the anti-bullying. Can you give us a quick story, like the first time that you were up on stage and how you felt?
You cut out. You said the first time what?
When you were up on stage talking to the kids, how it felt.
Whew. I was nervous myself. You know, and that's just natural. But I had just adrenaline running through my body, just going crazy. But, you know, I just had to do it. You know, I'm up here. I got to give it back to the kids and the community. And I got to show them I'm not scared either. Because, right, you know, the kids themselves, they're scared inside. Some don't want to speak. Some do and will. So you got to kind of have that model figure, you know, to really, like, show them and prove it to them, like, okay, I can do this, I can speak this way, I can help you guys, I can teach you guys, you know, self-love. And that's where everything starts, you know, self-love within, and then goes from there. Yeah,
he's just so sweet, isn't he? And so with that book, Behind Blue, what is it called? Behind the Blue Eyes, right?
Behind the Blue Eyes.
Behind the Blue Eyes, I'm here.
Behind the Blue Eyes.
Behind the Blue Eyes, yeah. And then my organization, I'm here. I kind of just tied it together.
Yeah, it's just, you know.
Excellent.
I just think he's just, I don't know what else to say about him with that stuff. I mean, he's just.
I just like the versatility, man. Like, you go from doing like, man, and
right.
To going like, all right, kids, so listen. Listen,
you know,
up right now.
I got it all. I'm like, I can't hold nothing back. And at the end of the day, you know, I'm a good person inside, because this is what I love to do. No matter what type of music or how heavy I can get in my music, And that's just something that just electrifying inside. Like, it's a good energy, it's a good vibe. It's fun music, you know, and I got the talent to, I'm able to do it. So why not? Yeah.
He's got it.
It's like, let's rock out. Come on, rock the boat. Let's go.
He's got the talent. You know? Okay, but also, I wanted to know, wait, because you know what? He did also reality shows, popular TV shows. He actually was on We Fam Unplugged Session in Atlanta.
Okay, yeah, I heard of that. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That was pretty dope. Atlanta got a lot of cool, you know, mic drops, performances, studios, all that. So that was really nice. A couple of I got two big shows coming out.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I can't really say too much, but they'll be popping out. Yeah, I know.
Okay, so you got two more shows.
They got the he probably got the
what? Two more shows?
He can't say it yet.
He can't say anything to me?
No, yeah,
okay, no. Whisper in my ear. Nobody else will hear us.
It's definitely a good game. It's a good game show. Let me just tell you that.
Okay, it's a game
show. It's very different from what I've normally done. A lot of independent reality shows. So they be putting people in the house and kind of, you know, doing all that. I was on 24 Hours of Love 2, which is on World of Wonder.
Okay.
That was my first dating show. I did Facebook Watch. That was back in 2016.
I thought I was just glad when he just said Facebook Watch.
Why?
No, because it was dope. I know that's hilarious. Go ahead.
Yeah, I only honestly I heard of that like one time, and that's the one time I did the show. And then after that, I really haven't heard nothing about Facebook Watch.
Facebook Watch, yeah.
But
I remember that.
So we're not going to get any exclusive today.
Okay. Oh, stop it, man.
it'll be out soon.
Okay. I'm just fine. That's okay. Just saying.
Just know you'll be tuned in for real. It definitely shows another side of me, not just being in the house with people and kind of just trying to prove yourself or whatever. It's like, we actually thinking and doing like strategies and games, and it's competition. it's a really good show. So I'm excited for it to come out.
Okay. So when is it going to come out?
I'm hoping in the fall, because it's already the summertime. They late.
Yeah, I know.
Come on. It's the right time. Let's put the show out. Bon Appetit is out. Let's drop it off.
So Bon Appetit, which one is more in the front row right now? Bon Appetit or Craving for You?
I mean, Craving for You is number 57 as of last week on the radio. However, Bon Appetit, Bon Appetit is that song. I took a little break, but not really. I was still pushing the music, but for about a year, I was just kind of, cleaning up myself and my vocals and my creativity and my craft. And I was writing Bon Appetit for almost 3-4 months. We was going in just back and forth and just really perfecting my craft, took vocal lessons. Did everything I had to do, cleanse my body inside out, people, the energy, the people I was surrounded with. I had to let some people go. And then I'm like, you know what? This is the right time. Bon Appetit. Let's go. Y'all hungry?
Oh, with the Bon Appetit, believe me, we're hungry. Okay.
I'm done.
You're done. But I was like, but you know what I like about him right now, what he just said, because even though he does what he does, right? He said he went for vocal lessons. And that is cool, because I tell you, a lot of people, sometimes they need a refresh.
Yeah.
You know?
You do. And everybody in life, yes.
You know, you need, whether it's for, you know, you want to do yoga or dance lessons or vocal lessons or whatever it is, sometimes people need a refresh, because you do so much that it's understandable. Sometimes you just need that time to kind of like balance yourself. And, you know,
you kind of have to take a step back and really like reflect a little bit on life and things And yeah. Okay, like, hey, write it down, talk to yourself, talk in the mirror, like, yo, is this what we're doing? Is this the right steps? Do we gotta delete some things off? Do we gotta take some people out? Do we got, you know, cause yeah, I ain't playing out here in LA. Come on, we got to go.
So that it's just like, you know, like you do like the mentoring programs, participates in the food and clothes drives, you know. It's just that how do you, when you wake up first thing in the morning, what is the first thing you're thinking about, you know, like what do you think about the first thing?
I pray
there you go.
So that's good. And thankful for waking up. And it's like, what are we tackling?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you get up in the morning.
Yeah. I love to go for a run or hike too. So I definitely got to get that in every day. It's just something that I do like through meditation. And I get up there. That's how I wrote Bon Appetit. I was hungry, mind you. So me and my friend, we hungry. We're like, okay, we're going to go for a hike. And he was just talking about food. I'm talking about food. I'm like, French toast is my favorite thing. So we talk about French toast. Yeah, you already know. Yeah. And I make some bomb French toast. I can cook too.
All right. We're talking French toast. We're talking the challah bread. I'm not talking the regular sliced bread. Okay.
Oh, forget it.
I'm talking French toast with challah bread. Okay. Because it's really thick.
I use the artisans. I think it's like the artisan Hawaiian bread. Okay. That one's good. Yeah, you got to try that one. Yeah. But we was just hiking and he was talking about French toast. And I'm like, Bon Appetit. I'm like, yeah, I'm hungry. Let's go. And that's how Bon Appetit came. It just literally just started writing.
Bon Appetit over French toast.
Yeah.
Check that out. That's one of my favorites, though. Okay. So anyway, I can't say enough right now, but if anything, is there anything else that you got going on right now that everybody should know about?
We're working on new music, still creating, doing music. We write in, we got a couple songs coming. Right now it's just running Bon Appetit, pushing it to number one keep going out there. Yeah.
But we'll do our part over here for you, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, let's go.
I really appreciate you coming on the show today. It's so much fun. And I forgot my popcorn, and I'm so upset about that. Because I love his movies, okay?
Party.
Keep the movies going, dude. I love the movies, okay? Mm-hmm. And if you ever need, like, an extra girl, you know, Mediterranean, I'm right here.
Come on, yeah.
why are you looking at me like that? I'm just in, you know, listen, he might need someone. You never know. Anyway.
We all need someone someday. We all need somebody, okay? somebody.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, we do.
Thank you, Lord. All I'm just saying is, you know, I enjoyed the party. And, you know, it's a very catchy song. That's all I'm saying. And I'm really enjoying him. So, Javante Rose, thank you so much for joining us and
letting us
dive into your life a little bit here on DNA Live. So just shout out everybody right now where they can find you, hon.
You already know what it is. You can find me on all social media platforms. I am Javante Rose, and my new single, Bon Appetit, is out right now. So let's run it up. Come on.
There we go.
I appreciate y'all so much. Thank you.
You're the man. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. Thank you so much, brother, for being on the show, man. And definitely
keep in touch with me.
And you're going to be on that DNA mix.
There you go.
Hey, let's go. Come on.
I'm going to run it up. Don't worry.
All right.
Thank you. So I appreciate it. Yes.
Good night, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for enjoying Javante Rose as much as I did.
Dun, 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 dun. Bye, everybody.